towards the end of Shmuel Shapiro's life. In those days, when Shmuel was very, very sick at the end, before Pesach, at Pesach time, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, also he was already very sick. He had cancer at the end. But he didn't tell anyone. He didn't have no one treatment, and leave me alone. He was 93 years old. He davened a lot, and he forced other people, he told people to daven for Shmuel. He used to go to the Kotel and scream. He used to scream, "Bona Shalom, you must lead it around. Three quarters of the world are standing on him." That's what he used to scream to Hashem, Levi Yitzchak Mendel. In the beginning of Chol HaMoed, when his medical situation was going down, Levi Yitzchak didn't stop davening for Shmuel. And once he was talking with some important people in Breslau, he told them, "The world is shaking and no one's realizing. No one's paying attention." So I'm referring to the fact that Shmuel was very sick. Sunday, 18th of Nisan, Tavshin Memtes, was Chol HaMoed Pesach. There was a critical condition already, and there was no... Remember, he didn't want to go to the hospital. He was staying by a family in Arnof, I think. And then they took him to the hospital. And someone made sure that he'll get the best care also over there. And on Erev Shvi'i Pesach, they took him to do a CT on the brain. When the doctor came out, he looked at it. He was very upset. He didn't want to talk with anyone. So people tried to talk to him, what's going on? So the doctor said that this Rav, he was very upset that they made fun of him. So he said, why do you think we made fun of you? What? He's a Shmuel Shapiro, a regular person. He accepted people for many years and everything. And he's living more or less, he lived for the past 12 years a normal life since he had the stroke and he started the Parkinson and everything. So they showed him the CT that he did 12 years beforehand, and he says, "What? The stroke that he had 12 years ago could have killed the person. There's nothing left of the brain." And they remember that really right after the stroke, he didn't recognize people for a while. And but in the middle of Shabbos, on a weekday, he was saying why we're getting ready for Shabbos and stuff like that. He was a little bit confused, right? But that was only for one day. Next day, he went back to normal. Why? Because he had to serve Hashem. We can't serve Hashem confused. The power of will that he had to serve Hashem overcame the fact that he didn't have any brain that was working well. Shvi'i Pesach and Shaare Tzedek. Shmuel was niftar on Shvi'i Pesach. It was very silent, only they heard this beep and the thing going up and down. Rabbi Yosef Frank, his grandson, was sitting next to him, and they knew he was Goises, he was dying, and he started singing a song that Shmuel liked very much, and suddenly he was unconscious. He started singing the song, the grandson. Shmuel opened the eyes and looked at him. So then he closed his eyes, sang a few songs, then closes it. Then it was making, the beeps were getting straighter and straighter, and they tried to revive him. But what can you do with a person like that? Yeah, it was the last breath, the kids of Shema Yisrael, and that's right before the end of Shvi'i Pesach. Mashim Motzei Shvi'i Pesach, almost at the end, and someone came in the middle of Maariv. Someone walked in and the whispering of Levi Yitzchak's ear, Shmuel was nifted. So he a little bit shaked, but he continued with Mel Maariv. What are you talking to me now? Mel Maariv. But when they all started screaming, then he started crying. Tov. So they brought the bed to his house. His wife said, "What, you think now he was nifter from the world? The day he got married, he was nifter from the world. He left the world. The day he got married, he left the world. He wasn't living in this world anymore." Shmuel said explicitly, when he's nifter, you say, they'll announce on the thing that goes around, it says Levaya of, right? Levaya of Rav Shmuel Shapira from Breslau will go with that tonight to Hazes. Not more than that. not to say Rav HaGoyen or Rav HaTzadik or Rav HaHunawah. Kacha, simply, Revaya of Rav Shmuel Shapira from Breslev will go out to Arzizim at a certain time.
It's a minhag wisdom not to do his Kadim and glorifying his own in Tunis also.
But when Rav Shmuel, but when Rav Meir Bransdorf of Zatzal heard this, he ran after the thing going around. He took a taxi. He ran after it, and he forced the guy to make a new one with more respect. Before, even though Rav Shmuel said that, he wasn't there to argue. His wife said when he was in the house still, with his legs towards the feet, so she said, "Aha, Kodesh Kadoshim, Holy of Holies." Rav Shmuel, here a big day came. You're with the legs to the feet, like he always looked forward for. The secret of your life in learning Torah and serving Hashem, you're taking yourself with you into the grave. No one will ever know how holy you were, how much fear you had from Hashem. And the bed was still on the table. She went over to his ear and she whispered, "Shmuel, Shmuel, if you have any negotiations up there, they have problems, tell them to turn to me. I'll testify how holy you were." And when they took the bed out, and he was wrapped with the white tachichim, so she pointed at them and she told someone else who was next to her, "See these tachichim? He bought them the day we got married. He brought them to the house and he told me, you see this? One day we'll react with this. We have to not forget that. Let's live a real life." And with the same tachichim, that's what he was buried with. When they were walking towards the graveyard, so Rav Levi Yitzchak said a very strange word, and people don't understand that. And he said, "Rav Shmuel is not with us anymore. I have nothing to do in this world either." So Meir Kalibach was walking with him. Meir Kalibach is from the Breslev over here. He tried to get out of it. "What do you mean? What are you talking about? This and that." 3 months later, he was with Mifter. Rav Levi Yitzchak, less than 3 months. 3 months exactly. Exactly. Chav Beis, Chav Aleph to Chav Beis. 3 months in one day, maybe. Rav Shmuel, what did he write in the Tzava? One of the things he wrote in the Tzava, in the will? "Don't write about me, Chaz Hashem, any te'arim, any te'arim.
Obituary?
Rav Choshu, whatever those, yeah. Don't write Rabbi Shmuel. What?
Phrases?
Yeah, like Rabbi, Arav, whatever. Don't write Rabbi Shmuel. Only Reish, with a little chupchik on top. Reb. And if you want to write on my Matzeva from Chassidei Breslev, you have to ask Rav Levi Yitzchak if I was really a Chassidei Breslev or Chassidei." That's Rav Shmuel Shapira. If anyone wants to see, there's a picture of the grave. That's the end of the story.
We
finished the whole book. We have to make a scene. Where are the cookies? So, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow will bring another, a different book with stories of Breslev and Chassidei.